The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, VA, thanks for doing that. And Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So tonight is the annual Odyssey Company holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
It's being held at MGM National Harbor, I believe in the Bellagio room. Should be a fun time. But I believe I'm the only representative from the entire Junk Show attending.
Yes, you are.
I think I'm the Junk Show ambassador.
Good. You're a good company man.
For the holiday festivities, for the party tonight.
And I hope you enjoy driving on the Beltway in a rainstorm.
Well, that part I'm not going to enjoy.
That's
going to
suck.
Conservatively, if I leave my house at 4 or 4:15, I think I'm going to be on the Beltway for a good hour and 40 minutes.
Why don't you make it a date night? Why don't you get your boy to give you a room?
I mean, I could do that, but like we both have to work in the morning.
Yeah, but you're going to get up anyway. Anytime you stay there, you usually have to work.
We need a dog sitter. Got to have the kids watch the dog.
Mm-hmm. A dog. What a pain in the ass.
Love the dog. But if you stay overnight, you got to have somebody watch after the dog.
Right.
Correct.
We'll probably just go to the party, hang out, have a drink, have a libation.
Have some food.
Grab a plate of food.
You get Amy. What is Amy like?
She's not a big drinker.
Like she's not like a Miller Lite girl or anything like that?
No.
Glass of wine, maybe?
Absolutely not. She probably hasn't had a Miller Lite
since college.
So if she dabbles with beer every once in a while,
right?
Usually in the summertime, she'll get a Corona with a lime, and she'll sample a Surfside. But she's not a big drinker,
right?
Prosecco. She likes a glass of
Prosecco.
Like
a Prosecco.
So maybe we'll get her that. I'll grab a beer. We'll grab a plate, and I probably have to leave by like 7:30.
Yeah,
because it's a school night. It's a work night.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just hoping I'm not spending 2 hours out of the Beltway trying to get there. Because that will stink if that's the case.
Well, like Jason says, when it's raining, it just gets a little bit more convoluted.
Well, and it's rush hour.
There'd be more accidents.
Because when I leave at 3 p.m. or 2:30 to go for the Cakes Classic, if I leave from my house, it's a standard hour.
Mm.
Even if it's the best weather conditions possible. It just takes an hour to get there.
I would add half hour, minimum.
So tonight's going to be.
I do think
it's going to be a 90-minute soul sucking battle.
I do think it's nice that they're letting spouses again.
That is nice. Yeah, sure.
I think there were a few years.
Leaner years where they're like, it's just the employees, no spouses.
As always, I do think it's a bit of a show that Jason
goes to another company's holiday party.
I did that once. Guilty. I did that one year.
You know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for my daughter. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to it.
I know,
me.
But you did it before your daughter even worked there. You've been you've gone to like five straight.
Well,
you're going
to
get them.
We
I haven't gone to five straight.
We had to go see Mark Robert and Richard On.
He's there more than the CEO.
And they're also a big sponsor, so I feel a little obligated.
What about the people that pay your paycheck?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working. I'm earning my paycheck. I don't have to go to a company party and sit. It would take me longer than Cakes to get to MGM from where I live than it would from Cakes from Olney.
Yeah.
It would be a two-hour trek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was on a weekend or we had off tomorrow, that's a different story. But 99.9% of the people that are going to be at that party don't get up at 4 a.m.
That's true.
I think I've gone to 97% of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this one I might not make.
This one you might be sitting out.
Now,
I think I've gone to literally.
Hold on, Drab, are you going?
I could still be talked into it by Mike Marr.
Oh, he's not going either.
But hold on. I'm not going to another company's party tomorrow at the wharf. You can't use a traffic excuse when you're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe I'm only doing it. I told you why I'm doing it.
It is further.
I feel obligated because my daughter wants me to go.
Yeah. What do you mean further?
I feel like it's further. It's a little more on the beltway than here. Even though it's only a few miles,
it's still going to take me a while to get to the wharf.
Hey, Ricky, wait until you see the parking prices at the wharf.
Oh, I remember last year.
Not inexpensive.
Believe me, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I wish my wife and daughter would just go by themselves.
Right.
But I'm getting guilted into it. I don't feel guilty one bit not going to Odyssey Party. Back-to-back nights in the city? Yep. No thanks.
Right.
So.
They usually have good food there.
Well, hold on. Bickle's not going.
I go to 98.
Valdez isn't going.
Nobody gave me a hard time. I go
JP's
to
not
almost
going. JP's
everything.
On vacation and he's not going.
Right.
He doesn't even have to get up.
I'm telling you, I'm not sure I've missed more than two or three in 28 years.
You're a better company man than me.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I agree.
Just, I don't know.
I think the
down.
Last one I went to, it was... I think it was when, I can't remember what hotel it was, but it was on a weekend.
Okay.
It wasn't during the week.
Right.
And I think we were doing nights.
It might have been CBS Radio.
I think we were probably doing nights.
You're probably
I do
right.
remember the first one we ever went to, you and I were fanboying it up with Gary Clark. We talked to Gary Clark for like an hour.
Yeah. I do remember that. I think that's the last one I went to.
That was cool.
He liked us, too.
Well, because we paid attention to him. Yeah, everybody likes it when you pay attention to him.
Yeah,
right?
We're jocking him. Yeah, you're kissing his ass.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. Christmas parties are always good. Everyone's always in a good mood. Everyone's all festive.
Usually people are, should be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm just dreading the drive there. Once I'm there, it'll be fine. I mean, it's MGM. It's my home away from home.
Right.
Like, it's the place I spend most time.
Yeah, you're there a couple times a month.
One, here, regrettably two, MGM National Harbor, three.
What I'm dreading, and I keep saying it, and I'm sorry I'm saying it, I'm being honest, I'm dreading the Altcast. And we have a meeting today.
We do have a meeting this afternoon. Right? Well,
so now,
right when the show is over.
You could say, stop saying that. Well, it's also a way to generate some interest. But the fact is, I am dreading it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have a meeting today.
Correct.
And I don't know. I guess they're going to have a few guests lined up for us.
I would assume.
And
I hope they have six.
If people have ideas of what we should talk about, hit us up, tweet us. Because I don't know what we're going to do for 2.5 hours when you're not really supposed to talk about the game, but you're there for the game, but you're not really supposed to talk about the game.
It's going to be impossible not to talk about the game, especially if you have cash on it, which I will.
Yeah, we can wager on the game. Hopefully our bets come through.
100%.
Why don't you guys come sit out and be on the Altcast and be on camera and just look there. Look stupid.
You going to give us your paycheck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are paying us.
They are paying us.
They are paying us. Why do you think we're doing it?
Right.
Exposure. We need more exposure.
I'd sit there with my pants down for that money.
Yeah.
It'd be like Drab's OnlyFans.
Yeah. If you want to sit in for me, I'll give you that money.
I don't think they want Drab t-shirts.
Why? You talk as much.
They like the big sillies. And I'm helping produce it. I already got a job.
That's right.
Where are you producing
from? All right, Valdez, if you want to go, I'll pay you the money.
Yeah. You're going to actually be there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been working. I've been helping plan this.
He's going to be overseeing.
Right.
He's like a liaison.
You got any?
How do you think I booked Rob Langway coming on the show?
Rob Langway.
Rob Langway.
Rob Langway.
Robert Langway.
Rod. How dare you? Right, that's so a Capitals legend.
So we're going to have Rod Langway.
Yeah, number what five.
P.K. Subban is coming on.
P.K. Subban, yeah. We're going to talk about his old girl.
Ooh, that might rick him, but we can bring it up.
The skier.
You know what? Lindsay, you know what? Bring it up. I can't wait to hear what he says.
Yeah.
I think we're doing JP's playing trivia. They want to hear
what?
Yeah, they like dollar
JP's doing trivia?
Well, they really want you guys to kind of set the story of the junkies up.
Oh, that's
you know what? If that's the case,
a little bit.
Tell the story of how we started.
I know, but it's a different audience.
The junk's origin story.
Hey, you know what? You guys just sit there. Have JP Reed still barking.
a little bit.
You know what? That'd be fine.
That's pretty funny.
No, have him read it. Just sit there.
Like he's
sit there, collect your paycheck, and have him read it.
Yeah. Hey, trust me, if things start getting lean, maybe he will do that. We'll have to see how things
can
go.
Can we make it interactive? Can we take calls?
No.
Why not?
I don't think they do that.
Who cares what they do?
I don't even know if they even have the technology to do
that. They do. We're having guests call in.
Oh, the guests are Zooming in.
All right, well,
there's got to be a way.
Have
the
listeners.
No. We're not taking calls.
You
do
like a telethon.
I think is it open
all cast Saturday?
You do anything not to talk.
It's not anything not to talk. I don't mind talking. I talk all the time. Give me something to talk
about. All right,
let
me ask you this. Can we talk about other sports?
You can talk. Pitch it today. Tell them you want to talk football during the hockey altcast. See what they say. I don't know.
I mean, if they don't want us to talk about hockey, we can talk about other sports.
Hey. You know what we're going to talk about?
We break down the freaking.
You're going to talk about how
Commander
much you enjoyed fits in the tantrums at the steampunk party.
I'm not going to see them.
Well, you might not, but you know what? Make it up.
No chance.
Act like you saw them.
Yeah, okay.
You know what
they
saying?
Were great.
Play along.
All right, so hold on. Rod Langway, P.K. Subban.
Yeah, some trivia, some old stories. I think in the third period, they do want you guys to focus more on the game.
Okay.
Especially if it's close.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like the All-Star game. You goof around for the first while, and then if it gets serious at the end,
okay, we can lock in. Yeah. Lock in.
Yeah, but this
hopefully the Caps are pwning them by the third period. Just jock the Caps.
The perspective from this room is it's embarrassing what you guys are doing. You guys are big sillies, and you're just so intimidated by a red light on a camera.
It's out of our comfort zone.
No, I know. It's because
it makes
hockey.
Me think less of you guys.
It's out
I
of our comfort zone.
You guys are super talented. You could do anything.
You could do anything.
I guess
put
it's
your
just
mind
not the
it.
Case.
I'm not that worried about it. Like, there's a lot
Except
of,
cakes.
A lot of
cakes.
Worrying going on. Like, we're just going to do a junk show with the Caps game on in the background.
Hey, you should wear your
and
rings,
we're going to talk
too.
About the game.
No, but that's different. It's different. It's a different comfort zone because this is our comfort zone right here.
Yeah.
It sitting at the desk, looking at each other.
There's going to be a sofa. It's a sofa.
Yeah, it's going to be a chill atmosphere.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
There's 500 monitors, and there's lights that are brighter than friggin' Nats Park.
There's cameras in here. I disrespect them every day.
I'm not worried about the cameras.
Right. The cameras there are a little bit bigger than this.
Understood.
All right. I'm not worried about the cameras. That's Jason's worry. I'm worried about talking about hockey
content.
For 4 hours.
They don't want you to talk about hockey for 4 hours. That's Joey and Locker's job.
You'll be okay. It'll be okay. JP won't be able to shut up. It'll be fine.
Yeah, he's going to be off and running.
Yeah. This is JP's wheelhouse. In front of a camera, telling your origin story.
He's going to be flaming the audience for 3 hours.
But I die inside when he does that.
Yeah, but you're going to die inside with a paycheck coming your way. So it's all there are trade-offs.
All right.
A little piece of you dies.
What idea of like a tailgate?
It's not worth the money.
Was that just fake enthusiasm? When I said maybe we should do like some cooking or
do a cooking show on your alt cast?
Yeah. Remember I suggested that?
Like Emerald.
Idea. Yeah. Hold on. Remember
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Maybe we're doing four of these. Maybe for the next one.
Four?
you signed up for four of them, Rick.
Two, I thought.
The word was two.
Two Caps, two Wizards.
Yeah, I didn't sign any contract. All right, hold on.
Oh, I think you did.
Yeah, you're the only one who can DocuSign.
He signed something?
That's not a con. I mean, I signed that so they could pay me.
Yeah, we're not forced to do four.
I do.
Isn't that a point of a contract?
No, it's
what are they going to do? What if we decide, we're not doing four, we're doing three? What are they going to do? Fire us? That's fine with me.
I think it's great. I know this is not my wheelhouse.
I agree.
I have a small wheelhouse.
All right. You're going to come on. You're going to talk about your tooth. You're going to talk about Connor.
You want me to talk about my tooth?
Whatever else interests you.
Connor.
All right. I got tooth shtick.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk Cornell hoops.
Yeah.
I can talk about Cooper.
Oh, Cooper.
I can talk about Coop.
That's the way I'm looking at it. We're just going to do the junk show, although it's going to be...
I can do that.
It'll be abbreviated.
That's what we're going to be doing.
It's not going to be 4 hours.
No.
It's going to be 2.5.
They
hopefully
never,
they're going
they
over
time. Commercial. They just play.
You know, do EP.
They
do
go
EP.
To commercial all the time.
Yeah. They, have you ever watched the Caps game? They go to commercials all the time.
They go to commercial at the intermission.
No, they got TV timeouts. And
all right. All right.
Hold on. You think are they embarrassing just yourself. Play a hockey period and never stop?
I don't really pay attention, Cakes. I mean, maybe one or two.
Do they not stop in NBA games?
One or two. One or two breaks per intermission per period.
There's more than that.
They got at least 3 to 4. They got TV timeouts all over the place.
Plenty of breaks.
We'll get through it.
It's a lot of worrying happening in this room.
You can't take for... I've been down this road before where the junks think they can do something like it's no big deal. And then all of a sudden you're on stage and your pants are around your ankles.
Dude, we're not stepping in front of like a Silicon Valley symposium and talking about like artificial intelligence. Like
talking hockey for 3 hours is equivalent to that for me.
Okay, no. Again, you're missing the point. We're not there to talk hockey for 3 hours. That's not why they're bringing us in.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If Caps fans want nuts and bolts hockey, they're going to tune into Joe B and Locker on the mothership.
All right.
If they want root canal
stick, they're tuning it
over to us.
I don't know why my
Peter from Burke is just going to watch.
Just bring a bottle of Listerine and gargle throughout
the
show.
Yeah, you know what? Bring some garlic. Show everyone how you chew garlic.
No.
Yes, you wanted a food
if you
element.
Guys all try it with me. If you guys all try it, Drabby, you try it.
What are we trying?
Garlic.
Oh. Whoever, yeah. Okay, yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great bit.
Yeah, I'm not interested in throat. Garlic.
Not your thing.
It is reprehensible.
I would never do that.
My coffee breath is reprehensible this morning. I smell it. Anyway, all right. Listen, part of it, I am hyping it up a little bit to promote it.
Yeah.
But part of it is also, I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. But
if we're lucky, one of your bicuspids comes out of your mouth.
What that word is.
It's one of your teeth. Don't you have bicuspids and molars and incisors?
I've heard of all of those.
Eventually,
I've
one
never
will.
Heard of a
You've
bicuspid.
Never heard of a bicuspid?
Nope. Which one is that?
I can't tell you which tooth. I think these are your incisors, so it's not that. I'm going to go with like these middle teeth might be your bicuspid.
I think I might be missing
one. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
I think that might be the one that's deteriorating.
See, we can talk about this. We can fill 5 minutes with talking about molars and bicuspids.
All right. I'm going to have my dentist call in.
Yeah. Or have your dentist come in like during the show.
Can we do shtick can we shoot on each other with plastic pucks?
Like, you know when you watch, like, on Inside NBA or whatever, they're shooting baskets.
You want a goal and, like a floor hockey
Look,
bit?
If they want to set up the...
Do you know what I'm saying?
If they want to set up the promotion that they do during Caps games where they give you, like, 20 plastic pucks and then they've got 9 lit-up squares inside the goal and we have to wrist shot them all.
A butt's nice to do that.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't know if that's plausible or doable.
How about if we play Sega Genesis hockey?
Play Blades of Steel.
and while we're doing it, and we're just like talking trash.
You know what? Addicted
These
to
are
that.
All ideas we can pitch at the meeting in about an hour and 40 minutes.
All right,
coming up a bit later, actually in about 20 minutes, Ben Volin will join us from the Boston Globe. We'll talk NFL with him. And we're going to get a visit from Demoris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA. He'll be in studio with us in the 9 o'clock hour, so keep listening.